Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, welcome to what is his message, what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. Today, the church celebrates the memorial of Saints Joachim and Anne, parents of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Our first reading will be taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 32, verses 15 to 24, 30 to 34. Our psalm for today is Psalm 106. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 31 to 35. My brothers, my sisters, it is a fact that man and woman, all of us, are prone to evil. It is also a fact that our Lord abhors or hates our sins. The prophet Isaiah says in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 8, "For I, the Lord, love justice, I hate robbery and iniquity." But based on the story of the golden calf in today's first reading, it is obvious that man or woman's response to sin is most often than not soaked in the sea of anger, rage, unforgiveness, rashness, and blackmail, whereas God's response to sin, even to the sin of idolatry, is patience, love, mercy, and kindness. The psalmist of Psalm 145 verse 8 says, "The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in loving devotion." Thus, God is patient with us because he knows that the word planted in our hearts needs time to grow. Yes, Jesus says in today's gospel that the sowed faith of the kingdom of God that we bear in our hearts is like a mustard seed and the yeast. The mustard seed is the smallest of the seeds, but will become the biggest shrub of all and becomes a tree so that the birds of the air come and shelter in its branches. In other words, although our sins counter the commands of the Lord in us, we believe that the grace of God gradually sets us free from the shackles of sin and prepares us for service. Having been prepared by the Spirit for service, we also believe that the Lord will send us into the world like yeast mixed in with flour to permeate the world with peace, truth, and justice. Therefore, my brother, my sister, we must never forget that anger, backbiting, rage, malice will never lead the people of this world to conversion, because sin is cankerous and could lead a sinner to an unprepared death. Therefore, both the preacher and the unbeliever must be open to the grace of God. God's grace is patient, kind, gentle, loving, and good. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9 says, "The Lord is not slow in keeping his promises, as some understand slowness, but is patient with us, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." Thus, through the goodness of the Lord, we are able to repent, and we are assured of the Lord's blessing and glory. My brother, my sister, the Lord has given you another chance to repent, has given you an opportunity today to come back to him. Let us go to him and ask for mercy, and wait for that blessing to be granted us. May he bless us this day, this week. In the name of the Father, and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.